a mysterious noise. Soon, we reached the beginning of the Amazon River. We were in the land of the legendary Incan Empire. The professor turned on the computer. He showed us a bird's-eye view of the forest. "The plants are less dense here," he said, pointing to a spot. "I think that's where we should search for the Temple of the Ruby of Fire." We hid the submarine in a cove on the river. Then we trudged through the forest. We walked for hours, cutting through the vines with machetes. I was sweating. My back was aching, and I had blisters all over my paws. Rats! I couldn't wait to get back home. I would book a whole day at the Restful Rodent. Have you ever been there? It's one of the most relaxing spas in New Mouse City. Finally, we reached a tiny village. The chief greeted us warmly.
"Welcome, strangers. My name is Strongfur. This is my wife, Warmfur. And this is my daughter, Monkeyfur," he said. "Please follow me, and I will introduce you to the rest of our village."
That night, we sat together around the fire. The chief and his family were warm and friendly. I could get used to this place, I decided. It would be great to escape the rat race. Maybe I could even change my name. Brainy Fur might work. Or maybe Trusty Fur. I was still thinking about a good name for myself when the chief's wife asked,
"What brings you all so far from home?"
"We are looking for the Temple of the Ruby of Fire," Professor Von Volt said.
Strongfur jumped to his paws. He had a strange look on his face.
"There is no temple. There is no ruby," he said. "You must give up your search."
The whole village repeated his words.
"No temple. No ruby. No search."
We were shocked. What were the villagers hiding? Still, something told us not to argue. For once, even my obnoxious cousin kept his snout shut. That night, I was snoring happily when a mysterious noise woke me up.
"What was that?"
Theo whispered. "It sounded like something buzzing."